Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and we are only thrilled in studio today, nice and early, to have Khaki Kid with us.
Good morning. Oh, there's one rule we can't have on the breakfast show is always no yawns.
No yawns.
I'm not allowed to say I'm tired or anything.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm so vivacious, energetic, awake. Yeah.
Totally fine after a weekend and all together. Khaki Kid, we've so much to discuss with you. I feel like your music has lit up the Irish music scene so much, specifically since, I suppose, last summer when the first song went really big for you, Delighted For You. What was it like bringing the such well-known tunes to the stage across the weekend? Festival season is obviously here and
people
the fans are ready.
Loving it.
Yeah, it was pretty sick. Seeing, it's always good to play the Irish crowd specifically. Yeah. I've played a lot of gigs recently to non-Irish crowds and I love those, but playing at home is special. Yeah, it's always great to see people sing your songs back to you, you know what I mean? Especially even ones that are like unreleased ones, somehow people know the lyrics.
That's us. Have they gotten their hands on that one? The hip hop scene in Ireland has been thriving for like years and years and years and years. It must just feel amazing to finally be like, okay, it's happening, we've made it, we're getting huge support here. But what a vivacious scene to be a part of.
Yeah, and it's even better because all just my friends. So yes. Do you know what I mean? That's kind of sick. I don't think we've made it yet, but it is cool to see Irish people support other Irish people now. Mm-hmm.
When will you know you've made it?
I don't think you ever will.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah,
you think you'll always chase it?
100%. Yeah.
Let's talk about the new song, Easy Does It, only out the last couple
of
weeks.
I'll do it again.
The idea behind the song was interesting regarding the voice notes and all. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to this tune called Country by some dudes from Australia.
Big fans, clearly.
By Good Morning, sorry. Yeah, I just listened to the song. The intro of the song was so long and I was like, I just started singing to myself while I was riding the bike and what would I do on this song? And then I recorded a voice note of me just singing over the whole entire song. And then I brought that to my friend Chameleon, who was on the song with me. Mm-hmm. And it was a terrible voice note, but then we made a beat underneath it. It ended up being Easy Does It, and the song is about me being a horrible person,
which of course you're not.
Well, we only know him for 30 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah,
no, he's our best friend now.
Yeah.
What a great guy.
But yeah, just wanting a second chance. Also, just clearly admitting we can all be bad dudes at sometimes.
Okay.
Not the worst of dudes, but just annoying. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's one of my biggest flaws. I'm kind of just annoying. I can be really annoying.
I'm annoying a lot of the time.
Yeah,
so is Dave.
Yeah,
listen,
yeah. And the thing is, for me, when I'm annoying people, I kind of like to double down as well.
Yeah.
I'm a big double downer. And so yeah, the song is vaguely about that.
Nice, we can all relate.
I like that. And I hope for your sake it gets played as much as the last one did on Irish radio.
Yes.
Because it was like, you couldn't turn on any Irish radio station without hearing Khaki Kid.
Just doing my head in, to be honest.
To the bosses, he did not say that.
Yeah, no, I'd go into a shop and be like, I'm leaving the
there
shop.
There I am again.
Let me leave the shop. Yeah,
did you ever go into the shop and be like, that's me there?
That's what I mean. It would be that, and then I'd be like, I'm leaving.
Mates being like, that's him on the radio.
Yeah. No, my mates aren't supportive like that. They're like,
my mates are the exact same.
It's not my friends being like, woo. It's like, here we go. Yeah.
It's good to keep yourself grounded.
Yeah, I like that.
Surround yourself with people who are grounded. I want to ask you about your ADHD.
Who says I have ADHD? That's crazy.
This cue card that I have.
Fake news.
I have it as well.
Yes.
And I'm curious, what is your diagnosis story? You don't have to go into this tumor. Personal, but like, what age were you when you found it?
Like nine,
okay.
Eight, nine.
What age were you, Dave?
I'd say I was 13 or something.
Right,
like
okay.
Did you go to Lachina?
No, I didn't. No, okay. I went to a place in Navan.
Oh, damn.
which was, I thought I was getting in trouble and I had to go to Navan.
Yeah, I wanted to ace the test. I was like, And then.
I did go to that. I'm sorry. I did go to that.
Where
they started giving you like kind of like Rubik's Cube puzzles and stuff like that.
Something like that. Yeah. But like, my mom has like six kids and we were all tapped. You know what I mean? So like, we didn't even really need the test. We just went to get the medication. But yeah, shout out ADHD.
Do you find the ADHD helpful in any way when it comes to your songwriting and your processes?
Because I would find it very helpful with my job, with like interviewing or with presenting or doing the show or whatever
like
it is.
Focusing on something.
I find it very, very helpful to be that creative because things just come to my head.
I think it helps. And then if you have like five Red Bulls and a coffee as well and you're just on the border of a panic attack, I feel like that's where creativity lies, right before
a panic
attack.
See, that's interesting because from my ADHD like experience, I can't have coffee or Red Bull because it does the opposite to me.
I love it.
It does the absolute opposite. It completely makes me so quiet and so like sleepy and I don't want to do anything.
Interesting.
Isn't
that so
weird?
It's the complete opposite effect
on me. It doesn't have the opposite. Like, I can go to sleep after having like 5 monsters in a day.
Wow.
So like it has kind of an opposite effect too, but at the same time sometimes I feel like that and I'm like, I love it. Yeah, I'm right on the border.
How many did you have today to get up to be on the show?
I've only had one coffee today.
Okay, very good.
I said in one song with
Who knows what will happen later?
I said in a song, I'm on the border of a good time and a panic attack.
Yeah.
And it's
oh my God, story of my life.
Yeah. It literally is like right there.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
Guys, you're now like bonded forever. Yeah. Two besties.
Now we're playing footy too.
He's actually got that phone out. Khaki Kid's latest single, Easy Does It, is out right now. Support it, check him out, get to one of his gigs. An absolute pleasure to have you on Spin this morning. Thank you so much, Khaki
Kid. Thank you, guys.
Everything I drop is a banger.
Here's something new. We're loving it, Spin.
We're fresh and first with new music.
This is Spin.
Woo! Hey, Spin, I'm Khaki Kid, and here's my latest tune, Easy Does It, on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
I'll do it again and again and again.